Unit 7. A sandwich and some coffee? Warm up. Exercise B. Listen. Stacy and Casey are shopping. Where are they? Circle the correct store.
Let's see. We need some eggs.
Okay.
And we need some tea.
And some rice.
And how about some sandwiches?
I'm starving.
Conversation. It's only a few things. Exercise A. Look at the story and listen.
Dr. Bruce, please.
Hello?
Hi, Nathan.
Oh, hi, Karen.
Guess what? Jason and Brad are planning a party.
Oh, yeah? What's the occasion?
It's Jason's first acting job. He's Tasty Chicken.
You're kidding.
No, really. Let's make something for the party.
Good idea.
So, Nathan, can you stop at the supermarket on your way home? Can you pick up some things?
Well, I'm really very busy today.
It's only a few things. Can you buy some milk, some flour, and some eggs?
Okay.
And a green pepper, some butter, some apples, 4 or 5 tomatoes, and that's all. Thanks, Nathan. You're a sweetheart. See you tonight.
Yeah, at around midnight, I guess.
Oh, Nathan.
Grammar in context. Talking about food. Pronunciation. Exercise B. Listen to the vowel sounds in these words. This. These. This. These. Exercise C. Listen. Check the correct box.
Is. Jason's party is next week. Is. Cheese. Let's bring some cheese. Cheese. 3. We need 3 oranges. 3. Milk. We need milk. Milk. Tea. We need tea, too. Tea. 6. Buy 6 apples. 6. Sandwich. How about a sandwich? Sandwich. Beans. How about some beans? Beans.
Exercise D. Listen again and repeat.
Is. Is. Cheese. Cheese. 3. 3. Milk. Milk. Tea. Tea. 6. 6. Sandwich. Sandwich. Beans. Beans.
Grammar in context. Talking about location. Listening. Exercise B. Listen to these shoppers ask questions about location. Write the names of the missing objects on the supermarket floor plan. 1.
Excuse me,
Where's the tea?
It's next to the coffee.
Two. I can't find the oranges.
They're next to the bananas, across from the oil and soft drinks.
Three.
I'm sorry, I can't see the rice.
It's next to the cereal.
Four.
Is there any bread here?
It's across from the cake, next to the milk.
Five.
Where are the potatoes?
They're next to the onions, across from the tomatoes.
Exercise C. Listen again to check your answers. 1.
Excuse me, where's the tea?
It's next to the coffee.
2. I can't find the oranges.
They're next to the bananas, across from the oil and soft drinks.
3.
I'm sorry, I can't see the rice.
It's next to the cereal.
4.
Is there any bread here?
It's across from the cake, next to the milk.
5.
Where are the potatoes?
They're next to the onions, across from the tomatoes.
Listening in context. Sally is at a modeling job with other models. Listen. Write the names Rachel, Linda, Sally, or Marcy next to the correct person.
Okay. Are the models ready?
I think so.
Okay. Where's Sally?
Sally? Who's Sally?
She's wearing a blue suit.
Oh, okay. She's here.
And Rachel, is she here?
Who's Rachel?
Oh, there she is. Rachel's standing across from Sally. She's wearing blue jeans and a red sweater.
Okay.
Now, where's Marcy?
Is Marcy wearing a pink dress?
Right.
She's next to Rachel.
Oh, there she is. Okay.
And Linda's over there next to Sally. She's wearing the purple dress.
Okay. They're all here. Let's get started.
Unit 8. Jason doesn't have any lines. Warm up. Exercise B. Listen. What are these commercials describing? Circle the items in the pictures above. 1.
A watch says a lot about you, and Solex watches say only the right things. Buy a Solex watch today and listen to people talk.
Two.
Sharon is a good woman. She has a good job and a good life. She drives a good car. Marcia is a good woman. She has a good job. Does she have a good life? No, she doesn't have a good life.
Marcia has a wonderful, exciting life. She drives Z Auto, and she has fun.
So, Sharon, what are you waiting for?
Have some fun. Buy Z Auto today.
Conversation. Tasty chicken saves the day. Exercise A. Look at the story and listen.
Hi, everyone. What are you doing?
We're waiting for Jason's commercial on TV.
When is it on?
Now. Shh, everyone.
Hello, honey. I'm home. What's for dinner?
It's Monday, sweetie. On Mondays, we have spaghetti, remember?
Spaghetti? I don't want spaghetti tonight.
I know. Let's have tasty chicken.
And tasty chicken saves the day.
That's an awful commercial. Jason doesn't have any lines.
You know, I'm hungry.
Me too. How about some tasty chicken?
Great idea.
And tasty chicken saves the day.
Grammar in context. Talking about daily life. Pronunciation. Exercise C. Listen to the sound of S in the simple present.
Works. Works. Lives. Lives. Teaches. Teaches.
Exercise D. Listen. Check the correct box.
Goes. He goes home at 4 o'clock. Goes. Makes. She makes spaghetti every Monday. Makes. Acts. Jason acts very well. Acts. Watches. Andy watches a lot of television. Watches. Studies. Casey studies on the weekends. Studies. Has. Jason has a job. Has. Fixes. Annie fixes things in the apartments. Fixes. Plays. Nathan plays the piano at home. Plays.
Exercise E. Listen again and repeat.
Goes. Goes. Makes. Makes. Acts. Acts. Watches. Watches. Studies. Studies. Has. Has. Fixes. Fixes. Plays. Plays.
Listening in context. Exercise A. Listen to these commercials. Number the commercials in the order you hear them. Do your children say these things?
I'm not eating these tomatoes. I don't like tomatoes. They're terrible.
Yuck! I don't like milk. Milk is awful. I want a soft drink.
My children don't like good things. But that's fine. My children have one of these every day. Now they don't need tomatoes, milk, or fruit. And...
That's great! Thanks, Mom!
They taste wonderful.
You work a lot every day. You go to work in the morning. You come home at night. You don't have time to make good dinners. Sometimes you don't have time to eat dinner. You don't like making dinner for one person. How about letting busy dinners save the day for you? Busy dinners are great for one person. Try one today.
Hey, Patty. How's everything? Nice shirt.
Hi, Patty. You look great. That's a beautiful sweater. And I like your jeans. Hey, are they new? Not new, just clean. Clean with Color New. Color New. It's good for all your clothes. Whites and colors, too. Color New makes your clothes new again.
Exercise B. Listen again. Circle T, true, or F, false. Do your children say these things?
I'm not eating these tomatoes. I don't like tomatoes. They're terrible.
Yuck! I don't like milk. Milk is awful. I want a soft drink.
My children don't like good things. But that's fine. My children have one of these every day. Now they don't need tomatoes, milk, or fruit. And...
Mmm, that's great! Thanks, Mom!
They taste wonderful.
You work a lot every day. You go to work in the morning. You come home at night. You don't have time to make good dinners. Sometimes you don't have time to eat dinner. You don't like making dinner for one person. How about letting busy dinners save the day for you? Busy dinners are great for one person. Try one today.
Hey, Patty. How's everything? Nice shirt.
Hi, Patty. You look great. That's a beautiful sweater. And I like your jeans. Hey, are they new? Not new, just clean. Clean with Color New. Color New. It's good for all your clothes. Whites and colors, too. Color New makes your clothes new again.
Unit 9. Don't eat it all. Warm up. Exercise C. Listen. Circle the names of the ingredients you hear.
Okay. Add the eggs, some flour, some butter, and some salt.
And pepper?
No, don't add pepper.
No pepper. How about sugar?
Yes. Add the sugar and chocolate. A lot of chocolate.
Mmm, it smells good.
Conversation. There isn't any left. Exercise A. Look at the story and listen. Jason is having a party. Casey and Stacy are making brownies for the party.
Let's make brownies. Good idea. What do we do? Here's a recipe. First, melt some chocolate and butter. How much do we need? 4 ounces of chocolate and 1/2 cup of butter. Now mix the sugar and the eggs. How many eggs? We need 2. Now, add the chocolate.
Stacy, don't eat it all.
But it tastes so good. Mm, taste it.
Mmm, it's delicious.
Add the flour and baking powder and put it in a pan.
Uh-oh, there isn't any left. Is there a bakery open now?
Grammar in context. Giving instructions. Pronunciation. Exercise C. Listen to the stressed words.
Make brownies. Don't make bread. Make brownies. don't make bread.
Exercise D. Listen. Circle the stressed words.
1. Make brownies. Don't make bread. 2. Melt the butter. Don't melt the chocolate. 3. Add the sugar. Don't add the flour. 4. Put it in a pan. Don't put it in a bowl. 5. Pour the milk. Don't pour the juice.
Exercise E. Listen again and repeat.
1. Make brownies. Don't make bread. 2. Melt the butter. Don't melt the chocolate. 3. Add the sugar. Don't add the flour. 4. Put it in a pan. Don't put it in a bowl. 5. Pour the milk. Don't pour the juice.
5. Grammar in context. Asking about quantity and number. Listening. Exercise B. Listen. Circle the words you hear.
1. Put the bowl in the kitchen. 2. We need a pound of tomatoes. 3. Let's buy a cake at the bakery. 4. Add 2 ounces of chocolate. 5. How many things are on Ben's list?
5. Listening in context. Exercise A. Ken is at Jason's party. He is talking to Ben and Annie. He is planning a trip. Listen. Circle the cities on the map below as you hear them.
Tell us about your trip, Ken.
Well, I want to visit a lot of places. Let's see. First, I want to see San Francisco.
San Francisco? Oh, San Francisco is famous for its bread. Try the bread there. It smells and tastes just wonderful.
Okay. Next, I want to go to Seattle, Washington.
Seattle? Oh, the apples are terrific in Washington. Try the apples. They are delicious. People also drink a lot of coffee in Seattle. There are many little coffee shops. Go to a coffee shop in Seattle and have their special coffee.
Oh, okay. Eat apples and visit coffee shops in Seattle. Next is Chicago. What's Chicago famous for? Lakes? Tall buildings?
Eat pizza in Chicago. The pizza in Chicago is great. In fact, both Chicago and New York City are famous for their pizza. Do you want to go to New York?
Sure. New York is the next city.
The pizza's different in each city. They even look different. Eat pizza in both cities. Then tell us your favorite.
Okay. Pizza in Chicago and New York. And what about the tall building?
And New York has delicious cheesecake. Don't miss the cheesecake in New York.
Then go to Boston.
Boston?
Yeah. Boston's famous for its lobster.
Lobster? Really? Well, okay, but what about the museums and park and universities?
Exercise B. Listen again. Look at the map. Match the food with the cities.
Tell us about your trip, Ken.
Well, I want to visit a lot of places. Let's see. First, I want to see San Francisco.
San Francisco? Oh, San Francisco is famous for its bread. Try the bread there. It smells and tastes just wonderful.
Okay. Next, I want to go to Seattle, Washington.
Seattle? Oh, the apples are terrific in Washington. Try the apples. They are delicious. People also drink a lot of coffee in Seattle. There are many little coffee shops. Go to a coffee shop in Seattle and have their special coffee.
Oh, okay. Eat apples and visit coffee shops in Seattle. Next is Chicago. What's Chicago famous for? Lakes? Tall buildings?
Eat pizza in Chicago. The pizza in Chicago is great. In fact, both Chicago and New York City are famous for their pizza. Do you want to go to New York?
Sure. New York is the next city.
The pizza's different in each city. They even look different. Eat pizza in both cities. Then tell us your favorite.
Okay. Pizza in Chicago and New York. And what about the tall building?
And New York has delicious cheesecake. Don't miss the cheesecake in New York.
Then go to Boston.
Boston?
Yeah. Boston's famous for its lobster.
Lobster? Really? Well, okay, but what about the museums and park and universities?
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听啊，点儿看。